physically stand in body or spirit.
The Lord is king, robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The Lord has made the world so sure that it cannot be moved.
Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are from everlasting.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves.
Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier than the Lord who dwells on high.
Your testimonies are very sure, and holiness befits your house, O Lord, forever and forevermore. On this Christ the King Sunday, we come in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us. For this, and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us so that we, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the community of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty and ever-living God, you appointed your beloved Son, the priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Daniel, the 7th chapter. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat at judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Revelation, the first chapter. John, to the 7 churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. So I got to ask, who else is ready to celebrate the upcoming judgment? The coming judgment, Lydia, you know? Were you listening to the book of Daniel? Don't worry, none of them were either. Anyone ready for the coming judgment? Anybody? No, okay. Well, and I guess this Sunday, Christ the King Sunday, isn't for you then. Don't worry, I'll get there. But we can't just skip over it. It's an ancient festival of the church, isn't it? Oh. I might have read that wrong. Christ the King Sunday was established by Pope Pius the 11th in 1925, I guess. Well, that's kind of news to me. I guess I should have read this sermon before preaching it. AI does wonderful things these days. In the aftermath of the war to end all wars, you know, World War I that didn't really live up to its name, there was some not-so-great stuff going on in Europe. The rise of a murderous form of communism. Fascism in Italy and Spain. The beginnings of what would soon become Nazi rule in Germany. And Pope Pius XI said, "Enough with these earthly wannabe kings. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." So he established Christ the King Sunday. You can kind of do that sort of thing when you're Pope. And he did it to remind those of the Catholic faith tradition whose dominion this earth really is and who will return to reign it. And eventually some Protestants and most Lutherans adopted Christ the King as a festival at the end of our liturgical year today. Right? I mean, but from what I can really tell, the world definitely is no longer the raging dumpster fire it was back in 1925. We're doing way better for ourselves now, right? So we could probably just get rid of this festival and stop praying that one really uncomfortable part of the Lord's Prayer, you know, that thy kingdom come part that we're like, do we really want God's kingdom to show up here? Because it's kind of great. You know, we've got this as human beings. No need for Christ to return and take his place as King of Kings. We've got plenty of kings, and they're pretty great. No need for a coming judgment. We're good. We don't need that coming judgment. Especially when you consider what the prophet Daniel has to say about this coming judgment in the first place. Anybody else awake during this reading from Daniel today? Anybody? Maybe a few. If you were awake, I hope it made you a little bit uneasy. I hope it made you squirm just a little bit in your seats. A stream of fire issued and flowed from the presence of the Ancient One. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books, the books were opened. That's not good. So, like, as I'm imagining this happening, I am standing before this Ancient One. Not ancient as some docile, good-natured guy like Norm, am I right? Yeah. Yes. The Ancient One instead is an almighty God, and he's emanating fire, waiting to consume me. And get this, there's an audience there. There's an audience there. Not just a little audience, 1,000 thousands, 10,000 times 10,000, which is a lot of thousands. And they are looking on as the books are open. What's in the books? I gotta ask. What's in the books? I'm imagining it's just my life laid bare before God and for all the thousand thousands that are sitting there to see as I sit on the hot seat in God's very hot courtroom. Let's see. Pastor Schneider, is it? Okay. It says here that on August 15th, 2024, you used all of George Carlin's 7 dirty words that you can't say on TV. In a single sentence. Lydia, I can't say them in church if I can't say them on TV. Look it up. Don't really look it up. Pastor? It says, Pastor, Pastor Schneider, how do you plead? At which point I blurt out, I'm just glad you didn't catch the other 100 times it happened. To which the Ancient One responds, oh, don't worry, we're getting there. My point is this, how many of us, when standing before the seat of judgment, could offer a defense for much of what is written in our book? I have broken every commandment. Sorry, babe. Thought, word, and deed. Okay. Thought, word, and deed. I have broken every commandment 1,000,000 times without even realizing it. I've shared with you my sins of anger, like the time that a door got in the way of my fist. It just happened. I don't know what happened. The time I became a Karen at Lowe's to get a refund on a can of paint that they mixed wrong. Some of you, just gonna look straight this way, have experienced my anger firsthand. Yeah, especially them, but others in here, unfortunately. And as I as open as I am about these and other of my sins, there are just things written in my book that I am not using as a sermon illustration. And now you're saying, like, I gotta know what those are, and I gotta say, I'm not gonna tell you. Ask my mom back there. She probably knows some of them. So yeah, Daniel's vision makes me more than just a little bit uneasy. It's terrifying, really, to stand before the seat of judgment. And you, how y'all feeling? Feeling good about your books? Anyone have their book with them and want to come up here and do a little show and tell today? Huh? Tell us about some of your door-punching, anger-laden, seven words you can't say on TV but said them in a single sentence anyway moments. Floor's open. Yeah, Andrew, you want to come tell? No. I don't want you to know those things either. Those unspeakable moments. How about those? How about those moments of shame, those ones that are only known to you and maybe to a few of those closest to you? The ones you wish could be erased from your book, but never will be. No? You don't want to come up here and share those with us, because, you know, if you share it with us now, then we've got something to gossip about over brunch as we pretend that we didn't have moments like that of our very own. I mean, it is absolutely terrifying to think about standing in the judgment before God. It is terrifying. But I want to complicate things here just a little bit today. I know I just encouraged us to imagine ourselves as individuals at the judgment seat. But what about our society? What about society? This world, this definitely no longer a raging dumpster fire in 2024 of a world. Frank Sen is a retired pastor, Lutheran pastor and author, and he reminds us this. The last judgment is not just a judgment on us as individuals. It's a judgment on human history. While Christ the King Sunday, this is me again, not him. While Christ the King Sunday is about celebrating Christ as King, we must remember that when Christ returns to reign, there will be a last judgment. There will be. Justice must be served, not only for us as individuals, but for this entirety of broken humanity. There will be a cosmic reordering on the grandest scale. And as much as the thought of me standing before God, answering to all the sins in my book of life, as much as that scares me, I gotta say, when I look around at this world today and I see the multitude of rulers and corrupt systems that seem to love power and justice and blood and bombs, well, the last judgment, that judgment of all human history, I gotta say, it cannot come soon enough. Because with that judgment comes the rest of Daniel's vision, and it is a vision of hope that sustains us amid the turbulence, the chaos, the violence of this world. I saw one like a human being coming out of the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. And his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. This sounds pretty amazing, no? Especially when held up against the pain and suffering and injustice that currently reigns on this earth, sometimes in the form of literal raining bombs. But to wish for the judgment of all of humanity and all of human history and somehow avoid my own personal judgment, well, quite simply, this is impossible. If the rulers and the kings go down, well, then so what? Then so what? Yes, I agree, but also so do I. If humanity goes down, so do I. Because I too am complicit in this collective and systemic sin of our society. And so are you. So what then? Stick with the status quo, lest we stand in judgment before the Ancient One? We don't want to have to be to answer for those seven dirty words that we can't stop saying, do we? So are we to pray, actually, God, you know what, on second thought, thy kingdom, please do not come. Stay exactly where it is, because I don't think I want this judgment that is coming with it. Again, from Pastor Frank Sen, those who fear the judgment either do not believe the redemption Christ has won for them in his suffering, death, and resurrection, or they do not put their trust in God's unmerited grace. Nor is the judgment of Christ welcomed by those who are not suffering at all, but are in fact quite comfortable where they are. As Christians, we ought to always feel a little bit of holy discomfort. And that is what forces us to reject the status quo. That is what forces us to pray, thy kingdom come, and actually mean it. We cannot and need not pray for God's kingdom to stay away in fear of our personal judgment. We have been freed from fear of this coming judgment so that we may, in the here and now, even as we wait and pray for God's kingdom to come, boldly act with justice and mercy. That's right. Jesus Christ has freed us to boldly act with justice and mercy. While we know Christ will reorder the cosmos, while he will make all the kings and rulers subject to himself when he returns in his glory, while we know that to do this he must exact justice, he will exact justice, but he will do so with mercy. Because his ways are not our ways. He will complete this great reordering that he started when he sat there before Pilate. You see, by subjecting himself to worldly powers that demanded his death, that demanded his destruction, he started something. He inaugurated his kingdom he inaugurated his kingdom into being not by defeating Pilate, not by defeating the Roman powers, but by subjecting himself to them, by subjecting himself to the cross. A cross which, in this kingdom, is his throne. This is not an earthly kingdom, then. It cannot be an earthly kingdom, then, because that does not look like an earthly throne. This is not an earthly kingdom where justice alone reigns. No, it cannot in the way of Christ. It is a kingdom where justice and mercy reign side by side. This kingdom, this already but not yet kingdom, is one for which we wait. Already, because we know our King. Everybody know who our King is? Anybody? Anybody have questions on it? If so, see me after class. And we are his subjects. It is a not yet kingdom because we wait for Christ the King's return. We do so with impatience and with hope. Impatience at all the brokenness that we see and experience each and every day, and with hope. Hope because we know our King is coming, and he is a just and merciful King. And when he comes, his dominion shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. This, my dear siblings in Christ, is the good news of Jesus Christ, our King. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen.
ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Son, and Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into heaven. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Additional prayers this morning.
Caden.
We will update our prayers. Jane, who we've been praying for and was on hospice, Jane has passed away, and so we will be praying for Jane's family and friend. This morning. Seeing and hearing none, let us prepare ourselves to pray. Rooted in God's abundant love for the world, let us pray for our neighbors, the church, and all of creation.
Revive our congregations, especially First and St. Paul's Lutheran Synods, especially Northwest Ohio Synod and National Church Bodies, especially ELCA, to reflect the love, justice, and kinship of your kingdom. Empower us to embody the hope of your breaking into the kingdom here and now. Where we desire peace, cause us to be peaceful. Where we desire mercy, cause us to be merciful. Where we desire love, cause us to be that love in Christ to our neighbors. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Grant wisdom to the leaders who govern, legislate, and deliberate on our behalf, especially Galleon Mayor Tom O'Leary and Safety Service Director Nicole Ward, Crawford County Sheriff Scott Kent, Prosecutor Matt Kraw, Judges Sean Luthold and Shane Luthold, others in local elected service, elected office, especially school board member Dennis Long, and those who serve in our and others who serve in our local government. Advance your nonviolent reign of justice-seeking love through their work here in Galleon and Crawford County. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Nourish the parched lands and bring relief to the flooded places. We continue to pray for the victims of Hurricane Helene and Milton, and to offer what support we are able through Lutheran Disaster Response. Comfort the families and friends of those who lives have been lost. Provide the strength to rebuild to those whose dwellings and businesses have been lost, and good courage to those who have lost their livelihoods and the means to support themselves. Above all, provide hope to those who continue to suffer. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Draw near to those who are detained, on trial, or incarcerated. Transform systems of retribution into systems of reconciliation and restoration. Infuse mercy and justice together. Heal all forms of suffering, especially the sick and injured we name. Aiden, Jean, Joe, Haley, Troy and his family, Paige, Robin, Phil, Scott, Sandy, Jean, Tina, Barb, Dwayne, Ken, Robert, Ed, Bobby, Nancy, Jim, Bill, Linda, the family and friends of Jane, Caden, for those we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
Receive our prayer.
In your eternal presence, the saints of First Lutheran sing of your majesty alongside the saints of all times and of all places. Join our voices with theirs in praise to the ones who love us, to the one who loves us and frees us from sin. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We offer our prayers to you, gracious God, trusting in your boundless love for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. With our gifts and our offerings. This is not good. My voice is almost gone. I thought that there was tea back there, but there's not.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our portion and our cup, you offered yourself in love for the world, and in this meal you nourish us with your life. Fill us with your abundance that we may feed the hungry and welcome the stranger, trusting in your name. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. St. Augustine tells us, believe what you see, see what you believe, and become what you are, the body of Christ. May we become what we receive. This, the body of Christ, come to the table where all are welcome. Broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you.
Thank you.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Faithful God, you have spread before us a feast of rich food and drink. In the body and blood of your Son, now send us out to labor with you in service to the world you have made, and among the people you have made your home. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay, a few things going on this week, or more than that. So we have this Wednesday, we're going to have our Thanksgiving Eve worship service. That annual service is going to be held at St. Paul in North Robinson as a joint worship service of our Lutheran partnership. So please gather with us there. And then on Friday, Friendsgiving, should have found it in here. Please, everyone, come to that. We will share turkey, potatoes, dressing, all the stuff. It will start at 4 o'clock and end, you know, when no one wants to eat anymore. Mike, do you have any additional announcements with that in terms of... Are there, or Marty, any extra things needed or people to sign up, or we got pretty much anything or everything?
We pretty much got all the food. We just need, as everybody knows, we need pies.
The Grateful Givers, if you need a meal on Thanksgiving, you can order. Oh, that's past ordering. Sorry. Don't do that. Hopefully you already did. It's been on our door for a while. But you can still order a Friendsgiving meal to be delivered to you or to someone who may be homebound. And that would be called... here in the office by 1 o'clock on Wednesday to let us know. And this smiling face might show up and deliver it on Friday. Yes, sir.
Well, Pastor, the gentleman who double-checks the broker center that goes on the wall.
Yeah. Do you guys know how to use a hymnal?
Yes.
Here. I didn't go to Upper. This is a hymnal. What hymn number? Oh gosh, I don't know. 660. Oh, this is going to be lift high the cross, isn't it? All right, lift high the cross. Any other announcements? Seeing and hearing none, let us lift high the cross. Oh, wait, before that, you need a blessing. Please stand in body or in spirit. That's why Adam wasn't ready. He's like, what? There's something else. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.